Oh, why hello there, dear. You're finally awake. I've been haunting you at night for almost a month now, trying to get your attention. I've had to settle for watching over you silently, admiring you as you slumbered and breathed slowly, peacefully, wondering what kinds of dreams you were having. Wishing I could wake you up and snuggle you. You're so warm and alive after all. I just want to take care of you and make sure you're safe from anything that might happen to you while you're in my old house. All the rumors. Yes, dear, they're all true. You really did buy a haunted house. I did die here in this house, trying to protect my precious babies. Right here in this room, in fact. And now you're one of my precious babies, aren't you? No. No one is going to take you away like they did. No one is going to come storming in here, demanding I release anyone. There's no way they can, after all. Now can they? How can they threaten me, since I'm just a ghost? And I'm going to make sure I take good care of you, just like all my babies. I'm not going to ever let you go now that I finally have you. I will never let you go. It took me a bit longer with you than normal. But I've finally broken through your defenses now, haven't I? All that silly sage and that bothersome salt. Whatever were you thinking? None of that will ever stop my love for you. I think the hardest thing to get past was that pendant you were wearing. Wherever you got it from, it had something rather repulsive around it. But don't worry. That's not a problem now. I got rid of that, and now we can be together. Forever. Other help. Don't be silly, my dear. No one will come to save you from a ghost like me. No one can. They may have tried while I was alive, but they were too late even then. No, my dearest baby. You're my newest love, and I'm going to take you and make you feel ultimate pleasure as I drain you of your life. Don't worry. It's not going to hurt. You'll enjoy it. Trust me. You will love it. And then you'll drift off to sleep. And then you'll wake up by my side. With all my dearest and precious babies. You'll see soon enough. Just leave everything to me. Can you feel me down into you. All goodness. All your soul. All warm and hot. Shall I describe what I feel? Your whole body is filling mine, and it feels so amazing. You are so hot and thick. Your anatomy is a little different, and it's so... Oh, it's overwhelming me. I'm going to take control of a little bit and... While I drain you, I'm just going to... pleasure you. That'll speed up the transfer process. It's so hard and thick already. I didn't have anything like this when I was alive. I feel so powerful. While I'm in here, let's see what we can do with it. It's so electric touching it. Yes. I haven't even begun to do anything with it. It's so hot and thick and it feels like power is just streaming into me. I'm just going to rub it a little. Yes. Yes. Does it normally feel this good? Because, this is worth dying and taking you over for. Yes. I feel so powerful with you. Keep that up. Yes. My dearest. Yes. You have such an amazing body. There's electric tingles going through me. The power pouring into me through you. It's amazing. Just keep rubbing that. And, yes, rub that too. Yes, your chest is so strong. Mine was so soft in life. But, this is amazing. Playing with you from inside of your own body. Do you not have much control, my darling? That's okay. I'll take over for you. There's a pressure building. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's amazing. Oh, between your legs. Oh, all this pressure. Oh, normally. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, what is this? Oh, so much flowing into me. Oh, what are you pouring into me? Goodness, that was so much energy, and yet you're still alive. Oh. Perhaps you have a few more tricks up your sleeve. And you're nowhere near dead. Perhaps we can enjoy ourselves more often, more nightly. I think we might have to do this more often if you're capable. This is by far one of the best experiences I've ever had. And judging by the mess on your lap and the smile on your face, I think it might have been one of yours as well. I think I need to recover for a little bit, and I'm fading. That was a bit of an overload of energies, mystical and otherwise, my dear. I'll have to see you another night. I'll see you later. Sleep well, and sweet dreams.